Okay, when you focus on your breath, you want to take care, because you're looking after the state of your mind. And the mind can wobble off in all kinds of directions. So you want to be extra vigilant to look after the mind, make sure that it stays in the areas that you know are safe, that lead to stability, that lead to clarity in the mind. When we say goodbye to somebody, or when we write at the end of the letter, we say, take care. That means on the one hand, we care about the person, and on the other hand, we realize that every person has to look after themselves. This is why one of the expressions for goodwill is, may all beings look after themselves with ease. Because there's a lot that needs to be looked after. The state of your mind, the state of your body, these are all very fragile. And if you're careless, you take what good things you've got and you throw them away. So take care. Look after the mind. Try to deal with it in the most mature way you can. And let the mature members of your committee have control. Because sometimes the kids inside the committee decide we want to have a little fun, and they go running off someplace. And they don't think about consequences, and they don't think about consequences to themselves, consequences to other people. And as a result, they can create a lot of mess. So think about the adult members in your committee. Strengthen them. You want to have good adults. If you've had experience with bad adults, you have to go out and meet some good adults to see what good adults are like. Put them in charge. So they're concerned for your well-being, and they're also concerned to make sure that you do look after yourself with ease. This is one of the reasons why I focus on the breath, that something is here all the time, and you can use it. And it should be easy. Now, there are lots of difficulties sometimes in staying with the breath, but actually focusing on the breath, it's right there. And it's something very intimate. It's right next to the mind. And you can create a sense of well-being simply by exploring what kind of ways of breathing are good for the body, which kinds are not. And you find the ones that are really comfortable, really nourishing, you stick with those. The fact that you've got this sense of well-being and stability, that's what allows the mature members of the committee to get more mature. Because they're coming from a position of strength, from a position of experience. It's the little kids who feel threatened easily, and they're the ones who go thrashing around. But the adults are strong. And you want to strengthen them with the concentration, with your discernment, all the other good qualities you can muster, so that you can look after yourself with ease. Because if you're not looking after yourself, you suffer, the people around you suffer. So this is your responsibility, but also it's your opportunity to find something really worthwhile inside.